A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube in Washington. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the planned protests in Zimbabwe. There was heavy police presence today in Zimbabwe's capital city ahead of planned protests by government workers and citizens over poor wages, economic problems, and human rights violations. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition says it was summoned by police after announcing mass protests this week. Government workers say their strike will go ahead this week if their demands for a living wage are not met. Workers are demanding a minimum pay of $840 per month. Currently, the lowest paid government worker gets about $50 and an allowance of up to $175 per month. Health workers last week rejected a 100% salary hike, citing high inflation. They also want to be paid in United States dollars. The government says it does not have resources to pay workers in foreign currency. Peter Mutasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaks about the planned strikes with our correspondent Godwin Mangosha.
How did your march go today?
So we have notified the Zimbabwe Republic Police of our intention to have a march, a procession, a protest on 22 July, where we need to hand off our petition to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission in the Parliament of Zimbabwe. So today we were called in by the police and we had a dialogue around confirming that it is indeed the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition that has given that notification. We are now awaiting the police's response on Wednesday, and this is where we are now.
So there was a huge police presence in the city center. Is it because of your program?
The government is generally afraid. It's afraid of the people. It's afraid of the citizens. We understand that the government is failing to provide public services. It's failing to provide decent wages. Cost of living is going up, and the government is failing to address the economic challenges. The government is also afraid of itself within its own party, and we don't know exactly where the fear is coming from, but we know it's a government that is failing, and a government that is failing that is becoming so afraid of its own citizens.
So what will you do if you are not granted permission to march by the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
We are not expecting that the police would be would deny us the opportunity to exercise our constitutional rights, because these are rights that are enshrined in the Constitution, and there is nothing in law that the police can use against us. We have notified them on time, and they have not raised any concern about our process. So we are expecting them to allow us to have our procession. If they don't do so, we will then approach the courts, and we don't expect the judiciary to be an appendage of a particular interest group like the ruling party. We expect the judiciary to explain and lay out what the law says, and we think that the judiciary will do so. If it fails, if both the ZRP and the judiciary fails us, then we've got no option than to simply call citizens to get into the city and protest and exercise their constitutional rights.
Well, and lastly, are you getting enough solidarity from all the civil society groups and opposition political parties who are also suffering at the bad policies by the government?
So our call and our intention to protest is to protest against the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and the continued persecution of human rights.
That was Peter Mutasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our correspondent, Godwin Mangosha, from Harare. In Shona, this is how he summed up the planned protests.
Mungatisanangurira kuti machi yenyamai makaronga yafamba sei nhasi?
Right, nhasi tashedzwa kumapurisa tichizivisana nemapurisa kuti hongu tisu takaronga machi yatinoda kuti tiite musi wa 22 yatinoda kuita tichifamba muguta reHarare tichinanga kuZimbabwe Human Rights Commission, tichinanga kuParliament of Zimbabwe kuti tinosiya gwaro rokunyunyuta pamusoro pokuchorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika vanomirira vashandi vanomirira varayiri vanomirira masivil society organization masangano akazvimirira vanomirirawo mapato anopikisa hurumende matongerwo enyika navanhuwo zvavo vari kungombunyikidzwa munyika uyezve kusungwa kurikuitwa vanhu vakasiyana siyana ivavo kodzero dzavo dzechityorwa nedzimwewo kodzero dzavanhu dzakangosiyana siyana vagere munyika saka nhasi taenda kumapurisa vachida kunzwisisa kuti tiso here wecrisis in Zimbabwe coalition vakanyora gwaro tikazivisa kuti ichokwadi kuti ndozvatinoda kuti tiite saka tamirira mapurisa vacho vanotizivisa mhinduro yavo musi wechitatu ndo yetamirira
saka muchaita sei kana vakakunyima mvumo nekuti munge muchipinda mumugwagwa
hatisi kutarisira kunyimwa mvumo nokuti zvese zvinotarisirwa kuti tinge takaita pamutemo takaita uye hana chimwe chavatiudza kuti tatadza kuchitevedzera chiri pamutemo tiri kutarisirazve kuti mutemo unotitendera uye bumbiro remutemo constitution yenyika inotitendera kuti tive nekodzero idzodzo dzekunyunyuta nekufamba zviri zvinyoronyoro uye zvisina mhirizhonga tichiratidzira kuti hurumende igadzirise zvinhu zvatinonyunyuta nazvo asiwo kana zvikaramba mutemo unotitendera kuti timhanye kumatare tichivimbawo kuti matare ava havarambe vachimbunyikidzawo kodzero dzavashandi dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavagari vemunyika dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavadzidzi asi vanotongawo zvakaenzerana kuti vanhu vapiwe kodzero dzavo asi kana zvarambawo kuti kwese kumapurisa zvaramba kwese kumatare zvaramba tinenge taakungoti vanhu ngatichiitei kuti tiratidzire pasina anotidzivisa nokuti mutemo unotitendera kuratidzira pasina anotidzivisa saka tinenge taakupinda tega mumigwagwa
totarisawo muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kuma namamwe masangano nemapato anopikisa avo ari kubatwawo neutongo hwakaipa huri munyika
takatura nyaya iyi papress conference vhiki rakapfuura asi takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumastudents takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumaunion matrade union
that was peter mtasa of crisis in zimbabwe coalition speaking with our voa zimbabwe correspondent godwin mangoza godwin also spoke about the same issue with david tsatsunga secretary general of the zimbabwe confederation of public sector trade unions.
Can you give us an update on your planned job action? How far have you gone?
Well, the current situation is that the unions have given an ultimatum of 14 days or a notice of 14 days to the Minister of Labour, and that 14 days will elapse on Thursday. And on Thursday, all the unions are going to meet to decide on what form or shape the action will take. That's precisely the situation as it stands.
We've seen heavy police deployment in the city center, particularly those areas around government offices and so forth. I mean, are you going to proceed given the latest development?
We don't see how the deployment of police would affect our labor action. We have not said we are going to march. We have not said we are going to make noise. We have said that we are going to make a statement to the employer to say we are hungry. This is not a political thing. This is just about our welfare, our lives, and the hunger that we are suffering right now. So it's not really there whether the police are in the streets or not, because this is more of an issue to do with labor, and it will be happening in the workplaces, not in the streets.
And do you think you are getting enough solidarity from the citizens who are also facing the same problems as yourself?
Well, in terms of what we hear, we know that most of the citizens are with us. In terms of what they feel for us. Imagine we are getting money that does not work in the economy. We are being paid money in order to buy money. And that creates a lot of sympathy, empathy on the part of our citizens. And we know very well that we do have a lot of goodwill from a lot of people.
That was David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe Services correspondent, Godwin Mangusha, in Harare. Here is the Tsatsunga stage in Shona.
Nyu yekuratidzira pamusoro pemuhoro yaapapi tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kuti munofanira kunge muchisiyana nenyaya.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti isu kuti tizosvika padanho iri takasvika maringe nokuti hurumende haisi kutaurirana nesu muzvii zvakanaka. Vari kungoita madiro, saka isu tikataurirana tikasawirirana. Ivo vavo tiri kungobhadhara zvatisina kuwirirana izvozvo. Zvinotongoreva kuti hapasisina nhaurirano dzatiri kuita. Saka isu takatoona kuti tinde kudare iri remdmc hapana zvazvichatibatsira, nokuti takanguri tabvirira kuinda tichingombunyikidzwa, tisingapuwiwo kodzero dzokuti isusu zvatinotaura zvitererwe. Hurumende inongouya neinonzi take it or leave it. Saka takaona kuti zvinhu zvinotiremera kuti tirambe tichizishanda mashandiro iwavo. Saka saizvozvo zvakamira saizvozvo, tasvika zvino pachinhano chokuti isu takuda kumboratidziravo. Ndo simba rogara tinaro sevashandi rokuratidzira nokuti timbo withdrawa labor yedu. Saka zvichaitika ndezvokuti musi weThursday masangano ese anomirira vashandi vehurumende achasangana, nokuti ndo pachapera 14 days dzatakapa hurumende kuti kuti vaone zvavangaita. Kana vakaitawo zvatinowo zvinotigutsa before Thursday, tinotarisira kuti zvinhu zvinogona kuita nerimwe divi. But as it stands izvozvi, zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti musi weThursday ndo musi watichataurirana, ndo unopera 14 days, ndo musi watichataurirana kuti tofamba sei nenyaya iyi, kuti toenda kupi, tokuwirirana sevashandi kuti action yedu yatichatora ichange iri yorudzi rupi.
Tiri kuonawo mapurisa adirwa mumigwagwa, saka muchaita sei nemusi wechina kana musi wechishanu?
Isu zvemapurisa hazvinyanyi kuti kashamadza. Zvinhu zvatinongoziva zvinongogara zvichiitika kuti kana vashandi vati taane nzara, isu mapurisa anogona kungoonekwa achibuda. Asi isuzve hatiisi kuda kuita mhirishonga. Hondo yatiri kurwa haisezve matongerwo enyika, inongova hondo yedumbu. Dumbu ndo chinhu chinoda kuti chigadziriswe vanhu vane zhara. Saka isusu hatizvitariri zvedu, tichangosangana tinenge tichiita zvinhu zvedu tiri pamwe chete, tisina zvimwe tisingadi zvimwe zvinozobingaidza meseji yedu.
That was David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with Godwin Mangusha. Yebokambe zvokanda vanhu jana pekona endawo zvokuzomhlaba lamhlaka sikhangela kona kuti amba isebenzi kahulumende labanye abantu elizweni bafuna kufola ngolesine bafuna nje ngesikhathi bekhuluma kona kuti holo liphansi. Bona bahola iZimbabwe dollar kodwa ke okumele ukuthi bakuthole ezitolo ngapha kuzima ngoba sebehola ke sebefika ezitolo bezokuthiwa impahla ibiza ama-United States dollars. So bayakhala kakhulu abantu. Limboneke uDavid Tsatsunga ekhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi hayi bantu, sicela ukuthi sifole sithengisele. Amapolisa kukhanya ngani abegcwele lamhlanje eHarare, emele lithi abantu bethengisele. Siyakwazi ukuncama amapolisa ekhona emgwaqweni kwabo kuhamba njani. So ndiyo nyaya yacho nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya iyi yokuti vanhu vanoita kuratidzira kuZimbabwe vachigunun'una nenyaya yemuhoro. So vanoita muhoro unosvika $840 per month per person. So ke kuyahlupa kakhulu ke uhulumende kuti imali leyo kalayo yokuti aholise abantu. So ke siqhubeka siya phambili, siyabona ukuthi abantu abanengi balambile, sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe bafuna iholo elingcono. Siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi lingena uhlelo tilaleke uti siyabuya kini. So please stay tuned because we are going to take a very, very short break. We'll be back here, so stay tuned. For those that have just joined us, joined this show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. We are here for you. And now we are being joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sibindi is also the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sibindi.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all listeners.
Thank you very much. So people are planning to stage some protests. Give us your take on this. What's going on?
Well, I think I'll say people are not trying to stage a protest, but people are just going, they're trying to give a statement to the government of Zimbabwe. We all know that as a trade unionist or as people are working, in terms of the law of Zimbabwe, there is what we call a collective bargaining process. It brings in representatives from the workers and the employers. They come together, they discuss, and then they make the way forward. But in this situation, in particular, the issue of the civil servants and other sectors in Zimbabwe, there have been quite a number of these collective bargaining that take place, but it seems our employers in particular, the main employer, which is the government, they seem not to listen to the workers. And eventually what really happens in the process is that people tend to lose faith in their leaders who are representing them. And because of that, the government is trying to bring a war between workers and those who are representing them. And this, what is going to happen now, is to show that when leaders are coming up to the negotiating table, they are not speaking for themselves, but they are speaking for the masses, the workers who are in the grassroots. I think the whole idea now that people must talk is going to prove to the employer of the government that people are saying they are representing the views of the people. Why are people doing that? Surely, Zimbabwe, now when we talk, we look at our economy, you look at the cost of living, it's just out of this world. For instance, somebody will tell you that the forward data line lies above around 200,000, but in all honesty, that's not reality, to tell the truth, because the PTL of Zimbabwe changes every hour now. How is it changing every hour? If you go to these stores whereby you buy goods and items, those people change their price willy-nilly or on an hour basis, if not on minute basis. Why are they doing that? It's because of the situation that they find themselves
in. Yeah, but
ukutshengisela kumbe ukufola kuyinto elungileyo ngoba kusemthethweni. I-constitution yeZimbabwe yakunika ilungelo ukuthi nxa ule nto ongayizwisiyo njengesisebenzi kumbe njengomhlali weZimbabwe uyavunyela ukutshengisela ngale enye imizamo suyizami le yehlula kade sikhuluma kanje imizamo yokunegotiata kumbe yokukhulumisana isizanye but ikhanye yehlula yikwabantu sebesiye ukuthi hhayi sicela-ke uhulumende sicela ama-employers sicela umhlaba ubone ukuthi hhayi lapho ezimbabwe asiphathekanga kuhle so yikho sokusenzakala kathi sila and esilethemba lokuthi uhulumende uzathatha lokhu akunanzeleli ngoba le ultimate amenikiweyo le 14 days notice okubaya liphele ngezezitheni lesho uhulumende uzakunanzela ukuthi izisebenzi ngabantu abahloniphayo abantu abahlonipha umthetho abalalela futhi so ingqobe isisezandleni kahulumende ukuthi yena abona ukuthi uyaresponda positive ngoba kade sihlubo olukhona sikhuluma kanje abantu bayahola imali uqeda uhola imali awuyisebenzisi uphuma lapho uyadingenye imali uyahola i-r t g s leyo because ayisathenga ayisasebenzi ezitolo so baye ngithatha i-r t g s leyo ngihambe futhi ngiyedinga idola lemelika ukuthi ngeza ukuthenga ulutho asiyompilo leyo imali engiyiholayo kufanele ibe yimali ezenza ukuthi ngithenge izinto zihambe lokuthi thetha naso imali sengunikile senilo mlandi futhi uyadinga imali imali yakhona ayidurayo sikhuluma kade kathesi
siyabuzwa kakhulu
babaye
isikhathi sakhona yiso singani sesidliwe ngumangoyo baba uSpindi ungadinwa lakusasa baba
okay
ye siyabuzwa kakhulu that was Mr. Abro Sibindi who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and is also belongs to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So now we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and he is also the former Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Bopoma. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So, Babu Chuma, we know that there are many things happening in Zimbabwe, but at the moment, there are some people who are planning to stage protests starting on Thursday. You know, they're complaining about human rights violations. They're complaining about, the state of the economy. So, what's your take on that?
Well, let me first of all say that it is unfortunate that we have a lot of people that are bent on demonizing this country. People that don't talk sexual issues, actually, they want to peddle their own narratives all the time, and it is very unfortunate. Yes, we are experiencing economic turmoil, just like any other country. I'm sure America, I was reading the other day that a gallon of fuel had gone up to over $5 for the first time in so many years. In England, the inflations are also up and they are destroying people's incomes and everything. We are also suffering from that. But in all the other countries, if you look at it, people are working together to try and address issues. I read the other day that in America, the price of a gallon had gone down to about $4 something now. And all these are collective issues where people come together and work for the betterment of their country and the economy without necessarily having to go out there and demonize your own country and actually then sabotage your own economy even worse.
But in this case, right now, in this case,
we are facing a situation by business. The business people, the shop owners, are actually taking out things from shelves in the shops and putting them outside there, selling them in US dollars. To create a sort of an artificial shortage, then that's when people will now start saying that I earn in Zimbabwe dollars, but I have to change my money into US dollars to get stuff. But if you go into the shops, you can swipe using the local currency and everything. But our own business people then sabotage such things and take out those things and put them in the black market purposefully. So then how do we build when we have situations like that?
Yeah, but I think the problem is people are earning their pay in Zimbabwe dollars, and many prices are in US dollars. So how do you come to me to that kind of thing? Yeah,
the prices in the shops games are actually in Zimbabwe dollars, not US dollars. There are shops that do sell in US dollars, and even in most supermarkets, you can actually use the US dollar if you so wish. But prices are normally pegged in Zimbabwe dollar. But that's what I'm saying, that now you find unscrupulous business people that will then withdraw some of these products, especially things like mealy-meal, cooking oil, the basics. You find them in the streets, but not in the shops. And we are very clear about it, that these things will be belonging to Shop X. But shop X, because he wants US dollar, he takes them out from the shop and he puts them to the black market. They've got their runners that will be doing that outside their shops, which is very unfortunate and very unfair to the consumer. Why are we not being sincere? Why do you want to profiteer so much? You know, in any business, we know that there are certain profit margins that are supposed to be adhered to. But here in Zimbabwe, the problem that we have is that everybody wants to make over 100% profit all the time. And this then cascades down to the basic guy, to me and you. And it starts eradicating my purse. Now my money now seems like it has become useless. But because of somebody who's just greedy, somebody who just wants to be corrupt. And it's so very, very unfair.
And some people are complaining about human rights violations. I'm fine, this Shona. Human rights violations, lazy. Zimenjani. Ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili esifuna kwami.
Okay. Nyaya yema human rights is inyaya inosirisa zikulu. Atifani gwe kuti mbone kwati tishungurudzana nevanhu. Asi kune mutemo. Uwo ukabuda apo wochikora mutemo. Now because you uno belonga to a certain bato. What about the Iowa? It becomes unfair. Like I've always said, Ukatarisa, even could triple see Kwashi Ikogo, Tinevan Waka Wanda, Watemu Batiroria, Watata Bona, which is Sungwa, but Watata Bona, which is Nakana Kami Prison, Kakaraji, Kuranaji, Kurudu, Nemagai, Nemagaku, Avasa Machuara, and I'm Temo, Tema, Ungo Kuingo, Waka, Garabos, Nagochora, or Vawabaho, or Kandigo, I mean, Kuchitokis. Even so, I know what you are honorable Sikala na honorable Stone. But Zavaka itazwi, my human rights are ripo, as in came off with Uripo, and in some house of spare because Uri Nengo Ebaturakat, Unongo, Ukango, and Anneko.
Siahosa Kulu Chumang, and since the very season, you are born with the Kulabantuva Castanes on Kurumendi. I kind of liquid is so sweet. What a woman's going to come up chance of it. Sasaspe.
Kanela Durabakuna Badawa Ninga Kulu.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and former Pelanda Bapopoma Member of Parliament. We have now come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests that joined us on this show. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying, don't miss our programs. We are always here for you. And to our listeners, we hope to get you on board next time. Signing off from Maryland, from Washington, D.C. I'm now used to Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying, good night. We'll be right back. Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube in Washington. Tonight on Live, we are talking about the planned protests in Zimbabwe. There was heavy police presence today in Zimbabwe's capital city ahead of planned protests by government workers and citizens over poor wages, economic problems, and human rights violations. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition says it was summoned by police after announcing mass protests this week. Government workers say their strike will go ahead this week if their demands for a living wage are not met. Workers are demanding a minimum pay of $840 per month. Currently, the lowest paid government worker gets about $50 and an allowance of up to $175 per month. Health workers last week rejected a 100% salary hike, citing high inflation. They also want to be paid in United States dollars. The government says it does not have resources to pay workers in foreign currency. Peter Mutasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaks about the planned strikes with our correspondent Godwin Mangoja.
How did your march go today?
So we have notified the Zimbabwe Republic Police of our intention to have a march, a procession, a protest on 22 July, where we need to end off our petition to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the Parliament of Zimbabwe. So today we were called in by the police and we had a dialogue around confirming that it is indeed the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition that has given that notification. We are now awaiting the police's response on Wednesday, and this is where we are now.
So there was a huge police presence in the city center. Is it because of your program?
The government is generally afraid. It's afraid of the people. It's afraid of the citizens. We understand that the government is failing to provide public services. It's failing to provide decent wages. Cost of living is going up, and the government is failing to address the economic challenges. The government is also afraid of itself within its own party, and we don't know exactly where the fear is coming from, but we know it's a government that is failing, and a government that is failing, that is becoming so afraid of its own citizens.
So what will you do if you are not granted permission to march by the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
We are not expecting that the police would deny us the opportunity to exercise our constitutional rights, because these are rights that are enshrined in the Constitution, and there is nothing in law that the police can use against us. We have notified them on time, and they have not raised any concern about our process. So we are expecting them to allow us to have our procession. If they don't do so, we will then approach the courts, and we don't expect the judiciary to be an appendage of a particular interest group like the political ruling party. We expect the judiciary to explain and lay out what the law says, and we think that the judiciary will do so. If it fails, if both the ZRP and the judiciary fails us, then we've got no option than to simply call citizens to get into the city and protest and exercise their constitutional rights.
Well, and lastly, are you getting enough solidarity from all the civil society groups and opposition political parties who are also suffering at the bad policies by the government?
So our call and our intention to protest is to protest against the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and the continued persecution of human rights.
That was Peter Mutasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our correspondent, Godwin Mangoja, from Harare. In Shona, this is how we summed up the planned protests.
Mungatitsanangurira kuti march yenyamai makaronga yafamba sei nhasi?
Kati nhasi tashedzwa kumapurisa tichizivisana nemapurisa kuti hongu tisu takaronga march yatinoda kuti tiite musi wa 22 yatinoda kuita tichifamba muguta reHarare tichinanga kuZimbabwe Human Rights Commission tichinanga kuParliament of Zimbabwe kuti tinosiya gwaro rokunyunyuta pamusoro kokuchorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika vanomirira vashandi vanomirira varairidzi vanomirira civil society organization masangano akazvimirira vanomirirawo mapato anopikisa hurumende matongerwo enyika navanhuwo zvavo vari kungombunyikidzwa munyika uyezve kusungwa kurikuitwa vanhu vakasiyana siyana ivavo kodzero dzavo dzechityorwa nedzimwewo kodzero dzavanhu vakangosiyana siyana vagere munyika saka nhasi taenda kumapurisa vachida kunzwisisa kuti ndiso here wecrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vakanyora gwaro tikazivisa kuti ichokwadi kuti ndozvatinoda kuti tiite saka tamirira mapurisa vacho vanotizivisa nhinduro yavo musi wechitatu ndoyatamirira
saka muchaita sei kana vakakunyima mvumo nekuti munge muchipinda mumugwagwa
hatisi kutarisira kunyimwa mvumo nokuti zvese zvinotarisirwa kuti tinge takaita pamutemo takaita uye havana chimwe chavatiudza kuti tatadza kuchitevedzera chiri pamutemo tiri kutarisirazve kuti mutemo unotitendera uye bumbiro remutemo constitution yenyika inotitendera kuti tive nekodzero idzodzo dzekunyunyuta nekufamba zviri zvinyoronyoro uye zvisina mhirizhonga tichiratidzira kuti hurumende igadzirise zvinhu zvatinonyunyuta nazvo asiwo kana zvikaramba mutemo unotitendera kuti timhanye kumatare tichivimbawo kuti matare havarambe vachimbunyikidzawo kodzero dzavashandi dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavagari vemunyika dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavadzidzi asi vanotongawo zvakaenzerana kuti vanhu vapiwe kodzero dzavo asi kana zvarambawo kuti kwese kumapurisa zvaramba kwese kumatare zvaramba tinenge takungoti vanhu ngatichiitei kuti tiratidzire pasina anotidzivisa nokuti mutemo unotitendera kuratidzira pasina anotidzivisa saka tinenge takupinda tega mumigwagwa
totarisawo muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kuma namamwe masangano nemapato anopikisa avo ari kubatwawo neutongo hwakaipa huri munyika
takatura nyaya iyi papress conference vhiki rakapfuura asi takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumastudents takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumaunion matrade union
That was Peter Mtasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our VOA Zimbabwe correspondent Godwin Mangosa. Godwin also spoke about the same issue with David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions.
Can you give us an update on your planned job action? How far have you gone?
Well, the current situation is that the unions have given an ultimatum of 14 days or a notice of 14 days to the Minister of Labour, and that 14 days will elapse on Thursday. And on Thursday, all the unions are going to meet to decide on what form or shape the action will take. That's precisely the situation as it stands.
We've seen heavy police deployment in the city center, particularly those areas around government offices and so forth. I mean, are you going to proceed given the latest development?
We don't see how the deployment of police would affect our labor action. We have not said we are going to march. We have not said we are going to make noise. We have said that we are going to make a statement to the employer to say we are hungry. This is not a political thing. This is just about our welfare, our lives, and the hunger that we are suffering right now. So it's not really there whether the police are in the streets or not, because this is more of an issue to do with labor, and it will be happening in the workplaces and not in the streets.
And do you think you are getting enough solidarity from the citizens who are also facing the same problems as yourselves?
Well, in terms of what we hear, we know that most of the citizens are with us in terms of what they feel for us. Imagine we are getting money that does not work in the economy. We are being paid money in order to buy money. And that creates a lot of sympathy, empathy on the part of our citizens. And we know very well that we do have a lot of goodwill from a lot of people.
That was David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe Services correspondent, Godwin Mangusha, in Harare. Here is Tsatsunga's take in Shona.
Yekuratidzira pamusoro pemuhoro yaapapi tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kuti munofanira kunge muchisiyana nenyaya.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti isu kuti tizosvika padano iri takasvika maringe nokuti hurumende haisi kutaurirana nesu muzvinhu zvakanaka. Vari kungoita madiro, saka isu tikataurirana tikasawirirana. Ivavo tiri kungobhadhara zvatisina kuwirirana izvozvo. Zvinotongoreva kuti hapasisina nhaurirano dzatiri kuita. Saka isu takatoona kuti tiende kudare iri reNGMC hapana zvatichatibatsira, nokuti takangori tabvirira kuenda tichingombunyikidzwa tisingapuwiwo kodzero dzokuti isusu zvatinotaura zvitererwe. Hurumende inongouya neinonzi take it or leave. Saka takaona kuti zvinhu zvinotiremera kutirambe tichizvishanda mashandiro iwavo. Saka saizvozvo zvakamira saizvozvo tasvika zvino pachinhano chokuti isu takuda kumboratidziravo. Ndo simba rogara tinaro sevashandi rokuratidzira nokuti timbowithdrawa labour yedu. Saka zvichaitika ndezvokuti musi wepresident masangano ese anomirira vashandi vehurumende achasangana, nokuti ndopachapera 14 days dzatakapa hurumende kuti kuti vaone zvavangaita. Kana vakaitawo zvatinowo zvinotigutsa before Thursday, tinotarisira kuti zvinhu zvinogona kuita nerimwe divi. But as it stands izvozvi zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti musi wepresident ndo musi watichataurirana, ndo unopera 14 days, ndo musi watichataurirana kuti tofamba sei nenyaya iyi, kuti toenda kupi, towirirana sevashandi kuti action ida tichatora ichange iri yorudzi rupi.
Tiri kuonawo mapurisa adirwa mumugwagwa, saka muchaita sei nemusi wechina kana musi wechishanu?
Isu zvemapurisa hazvinyanyi kuti kashamadza zvinhu zvatinongoziva zvinongogara zvichiitika, kuti kana vashandi vaita nenzara isu mapurisa anogona kungoonekwa achibuda. Asi isuzve hatisi kuda kuita mhirishonga. Hondo yatiri kurwa haisezve matongerwo enyika, inongova hondo yedumbu. Dumbu ndo chinhu chinoda kuti chigadziriswe vanhu vane zvara. Saka isusu hatizvitariri zvedu tichangosangana, tinenge tichiita zvinhu zvedu tiri pamwe chete, tisina zvimwe tisingadi zvimwe zvinozobingaidza meseji yedu.
That was David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with Godwin Mangusha. Here, Yobambe Zuluganda Valinja, Napekona, and also Zomshawa Lamtakis Kangela, Konoguti Ama Isterens Gahulumende, Labanyamantu Elizweni, Bafuna Ufula, Ulesine, Bafuna Jenges Kati, Kuluma, Konoguti Holo Lipansi, Bonavahola is Zimbabwe Dola. Kodwa ke okumele ukuthi bakuthole ezitolo ngapha kuzima, ngoba sebehola ke sebefika ezitolo bezokuthiwa impahla ibiza ama-United States dollars. So bayakhala kakhulu abantu. Limboneke uDavid Tsatsunga ekhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi hayi bantu, sicela ukuthi sifole sithengisele amapolisa. Kukhanya ngani abegcwele lamhlanje eHarare, emele ukuthi abantu bethengisele. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa amapolisa ekhona emgwaqweni kwabo khamba njani. So ndiyo nyaya yo nasi ndiri kutaura nenyaya iyi yokuti vanhu vanoita kuratidzira kuZimbabwe vachigonongona nenyaya yemuhoro. So vanoita muhoro unosvika $840 per month per person. So ke kuyasvipa kakhulu ke uhulumende kuti mali leyo kalayo yokuti aholise abantu. So ke siqhubeka siya phambili, siyabona ukuthi abantu abanengi balambile. Sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe bafuna iholo elingcono. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi lingena uhlelo lilaleleke ukuthi siyabuya kini. So please stay tuned because we are going to take a very, very short break. We'll be back, so stay tuned.
Hey.
For those that have just joined us, joined this show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. We are here for you. And now we are being joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sibindi is also the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sibindi.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all listeners.
Thank you very much. So people are planning to stage some protests. Give us your take on this. What's going on?
Well, I think I'll say people are not trying to stage a protest, but people are just going, they're trying to give a statement to the government of Zimbabwe. We all know that as a trade unionist or as people working, in terms of the law of Zimbabwe, there is what we call a collective bargaining process. Brings in representatives from the workers and the employers. They come together, they discuss, and then they make the way forward. But in this situation, in particular, the issue of the civil servants and other sectors in Zimbabwe, there have been quite a number of these collective bargaining that have taken place. But it seems our employers, in particular, the main employer, which is the government, they seem not to listen to the workers. And eventually what really happens in the process is that people tend to lose faith in their leaders who are representing them. And because of that, the government is trying to bring a war between workers and those who are representing them. And this, what is going to happen now, is to show that when leaders are coming up to the negotiating table, they're not speaking for themselves, but they're speaking for the masses, the workers who are in the grassroots. I think the whole idea now that people must talk about is going to prove to the employers, the government, that people are saying they are representing the views of the people. So how, why are people doing that? Surely, Zimbabwe now, when we talk, we look at our economy, you look at the cost of living, it's just out of this world. For instance, somebody will tell you that the poverty bottom line lies above around 200,000. But in all honesty, that's not reality, to tell the truth. Because the PTL of Zimbabwe changes every hour now. How is it changing every hour? If you go to these stores whereby you buy goods and items, those people change their price willy-nilly or on an hourly basis, if not on a minute basis. Why are they doing that? It's because of the situation that they find themselves. Ukutshengisela kumbe ukufola kuyinto elungileyo ngoba kusemthethweni. I-constitution yeZimbabwe yakunika ilungelo ukuthi nxa ule nto ongayizwisiyo njengesisebenzi kumbe njengomhlali weZimbabwe uyakunyela ukutshengisela nxa le eminye imizamo usuyizamile yehlula. Kade sikhuluma kanje imizamo yokunegotiata kumbe yokukhulumisana isizanye but ikhanye yehlula. Yikho abantu sebesiyo ukuthi hhayi sicela-ke uhulumende, sicela ama-employers, sicela umhlaba ubone ukuthi hhayi lapho eZimbabwe asiphathekanga kuhle. So yikho sokusenzakala kade sila. And esilethemba lokuthi uhulumende uzathatha lokhu akunanzelele ngoba le ultimate amenikiweyo le 14 days notice okufanele iphele ngezezidini lesho uhulumende uzakunanzelela ukuthi izisebenzi ngabantu abahloniphayo ngabantu abenipha umthetho abalalelayo futhi so ingqobe isezandleni zikahulumende ukuthi yena abontu uyaresponda positive ngoba kanti esihlubole khona sikhuluma kanje abantu bahola imali uqeda uhola imali awuyisebenzisi uphuma lapho usuyadingela imali uyahola i-RTGS leyo because I sat there as a story. So, why entire RTGS leo, I wouldn't need to tell him a leaver, who yes, would take a loot.
Yes,
I'm a man, 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 I
That was Mr. Ambrose Windy, who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, and is also belongs to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So now we are joined by another question, that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and he is also the former Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Opoma. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So, Babu Chuma, we know that there are many things happening in Zimbabwe, but at the moment, there are some people planning to stage protests starting on Thursday. No, they're complaining about human rights violations. They're complaining about, the state of the economy. So what's your take on that?
Well, let me first of all say that it is unfortunate that we have a lot of people that are bent on demonizing this country. People that don't talk sexual issues, actually, they want to peddle their own narratives all the time, and it is very unfortunate. Yes, we are experiencing economic turmoil, just like any other country. I'm sure America, I was reading the other day that a gallon of fuel had gone up to over $5 for the first time in so many years. In England, the inflations are also up, and they are destroying people's incomes and everything. We are also suffering from that. But in all the other countries, if you look at it, people are working together to try and address issues. I read the other day that in America, the price of a gallon had gone down to about $4 something now. And all these are collective issues where people come together and work for the betterment of their country and the economy without necessarily having to go out there and demonize your own country and actually then sabotage your own economy even worse.
But in this case,
we are facing a situation by business. The business people, the shop owners, are actually taking out things from shelves in the shops and putting them outside there, selling them in US dollars to create a sort of an artificial shortage. Then the Australian people will now start saying that I earn in Zimbabwe dollars, but I have to change money into US dollars to get stuff. But if you go into the shops, you can swipe using the local currency and everything. But our own business people then sabotage such things and take out those things and put them in the black market purposefully. So then how do we build when we have situations like that?
Yeah, but I think maybe the problem is people are earning their pay in Zimbabwe dollars, and many prices are in US dollars. So how do you come to me to that kind of thing? Yeah.
The prices in the shops gave are actually in Zimbabwe dollars, not US dollars. There are shops that do sell in US dollars. And even in most supermarkets, you can actually use the US dollar if you so wish. But prices are normally pegged in Zimbabwe dollars. But that's what I'm saying, that now you find unscrupulous business people that will then withdraw some of these products, especially things like mealy meal, cooking oil, the basics. You find them in the streets, but not in the shops. And we are very clear about it, that these things will be belonging to Shop X. But Shop X, because he wants US dollar, he takes them out from the shop and he puts them to the black market. They've got their runners that will be doing that outside their shops, which is very unfortunate and very unfair to the consumer. Why are we not being sincere? Why do you want to profiteer so much? You know, in any business, we know that there are certain profit margins that are supposed to be adhered to. But here in Zimbabwe, the problem that we have is that everybody wants to make over 100% profit all the time. And this then cascades down to the basic guy, to me and you. And it starts eradicating my purse. Now my money now seems like it has become useless, but because of somebody who's just greedy, somebody who just wants to be corrupt, and it's so very, very unfair.
And some people are complaining about human rights violations. I'm fine. This one, kulabanye abacela khona ukuthi uthi ukuthi human rights violations lezi zimi njani ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili
sifuna ngoba okay. Nyaya ema human rights inyaya inosirisa zikulu.
Atifani gwe kutombo one kwa tishunguru zana nevan. Asi kune mtemo zu. Uwa ukabuda apo. Uchikora mtemo. Now because you uno belonga to a certain bato. Woda kuti aywa ukabuda ule skorfi. It becomes unfair. Like I've always said, ukatarisa even kutibusi kwa che ikoko. Tinevan waka wanda. Watimu batu hiroria. Watisata mbuona wechisungwa. Wasata mbuona wechienda kukunana kami prisona kukakara uti kunana chikurudu huko. Nema kai kuti hawasata bachuora kana mtemo. Mtemo haungo kuvinge waka garapo sina kuchora. Ovo wabakwa ukandigwa kuchitokis. Even so, I know kuti wari kutara nyaya honorable Sikala na honorable Stone. But zavaka itazwi. Ziripa tazikerele. Waka mbuna wakataewa, hende eti noro waranu, wakatotaura izozo, hende zukabula ipo pa, wana wakaenda poshua kukano pisa, zimba kukaro, wana ikoko. Saka obvious, kana wadaro, uga leader that, mtembo ulozo kutewira, wakukata iwe, because wakuta
pa, wana
kuita. Saka, ma human rights, ari ipo, asi mtembo ufuti uri ipo, and mtembo hauzo kuspea iwe, because ye, uri nengo ye batu rakati, unongo uya kete, ukango, kutuza nane ikoko.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Chuma ngesindebele sibili uyabona ukuthi kulabantu abantu bayakhahlanyezwa ngurumende ukhanya liqiniso sibili wena ubona njani khona kwamafutshane sibili sikhathi
ungakhanhela bakhona abantu abaningi kakhulu abakusema abadlula laphikisayo kutipo sifo lokuzi abangakazi uzotana babothiwe kodwa sibazi bengamalozi activist agcweleyo sibili but abakazi bebotshwe ngenxa yokuthi abawephula phethu. Ungayiphula umthetho uzakulanda kuphela. Ngathi sikhuluma ngendaba eka honorable Sikala lo honorable Stone. Into abayenzayo ngale ethicingiza ngale bephuma egcekeni bethi right sifuna ukuthi abantu asameni abantu ezana kumele bethaye kuhanje ngalo kwathaywa kwashiswa lezindlu. Then umthetho usube wazobabamba bese utabona ngamayimeza kanti ama right alabo abantu abathaywe nalabo abashishela izinto kweni wona angapi. So abantu laba bengaphunga uhlala bekhala odona hey kuyahlukunyezwa baningi abantu abasaphotha iTriple C esibaziyo abangazi bebotshwe ngisho not even one day. The other day bengikhuma lozen u-honorable Bebe u-Abednego Bebe sithi yena njana so angazizwa ubotshiwe kodwa is a staunch and a big lokuzen activist eTriple C kodwa kakazi abotshwe and ngenxa yotani kakazi enjani ephula umthetho somthetho kwapho ngobuya nje ngobupho ngobotshwe ungezangalo ukuthi ngenxa yotani we-Triple C usufuna ukubotshwa. So akula ma-human rights avaletha lapha but abantu bazenzela into yabo ngabomo and ekwazi futhi kulesi sikhathi engxenye asakwazi mbe mhlawumbe yaloku payroll yangona into na ungavela ubotshwe so usuyaphila imali kumbe abanye
abaayizwa
iZimbabwe kodwa khonoko akulunganga umthetho ayisho ukuthi upho ngolazokusedlaleni.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and former Philandaba Mpopoma Member of Parliament. We have now come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests that joined us on this show. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying, don't miss our programs. We are always here for you. And to our listeners, we hope to get you on board next time. Signing off from Maryland, from Washington, D.C. I'm now used to Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night.